Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I had to play with the times a bit because I've got an important appointment that I need to make at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time out here in Seattle, so I'm really, really excited. I'll talk about that in a bit. I think today I'm actually just kind of struggling with allergies. You know, earlier in the week I was struggling with a cold, but my MC brother, Jay's from Black Stacks of Flav, don't talk until the show starts, and drink you some, you know, hot lemon tea with honey, and I'm doing just that. I got my water, I got my Kleenex, everything, so please, please, excuse me if I seem to be snorting and coughing in your ear. I'm just honestly trying not to do that, and I do think it's just allergies today. It is a beautiful afternoon here in Seattle, Washington. I think summer has finally hit. I am so, so excited. Here, what we do at the coffee house, you know, when I had my original business, Flavor Coffee House in Lake City here in Seattle, you know, every Friday I would host an open mic. It was absolutely amazing. So kind of to keep on that theme and all, I just share a variety of tracks from a variety of artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. And it's just, you know, kind of laid back. I just play tracks if they're is anybody that wants to call in and join in conversation, or you have something that you want to promote, you know, I open up the phone lines for that too. And the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to start out today's show with a track by a dear friend of mine, The Dubber, out of South Carolina. And this is probably the first song I ever heard from him. Oh, gosh, how many years back? Maybe even 5 years back. I had the pleasure of seeing him perform here in Seattle. I really, really wish he could have made it out and performed at Flavor Coffee House, but he didn't. But I got to see him perform this particular song also here in Seattle. This is called Original Rockstar Baby by The Dubber.
The Dubber!
The Dubber!
Mm-hmm.
the weed. But don't fuck with me.
Out of South Carolina with his piece called Original Rock Star Baby. I do see a caller on the line, and I want to say I should know who this caller is. Caller, is this Pete Singleton?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Still in the Chicago area, getting ready to fly out to New York, getting ready to set up the next show. Really excited about that. Yeah, really excited about that. It's beautiful out here, sun shining. Just hanging out with my sister and her husband's house, just chillaxing. It's Saturday, so, you know, just enjoying the day, you know what I'm saying? So just
all right,
it up.
Pete, you know what? So I think that you need to take a moment and tell people who you are and what your art is.
Okay. Well, I'm a glass artist. I blow glass, and I also do glass sculptures. And what I do is I show my glass in venues, like in lounges and in nightclubs, because I'm not a big fan of I know people like showing their work in galleries and spaces like that, but for me, it's like I like showing my work with my voice, and I believe my voice is with poetry, and my voice is with music, and my voice is with a lot of different arts, like poetry, music, and dance, because that's the kind of stuff that I grew up with, and I like showing them in clubs and in lounges because it's more outside the box. It's not always art. I know art can be taken seriously and looked at seriously, but it's also fun. And because I know when I started going to the galleries, everybody was like, they was all suited and booted, looking all serious and acting all serious. And I felt like I was kind of like an outsider. And it's like I grown to know people in Seattle and know people who work in galleries in Seattle. They're very cool people. But as for me, I just like to having a good time. I like people who look at the art and have a good time because I believe art is a beautiful thing and it's supposed to be shown in a beautiful and a fun way. And it's supposed to be shown in an experience, not to just look at the art, but be surrounded in the experience that they're around all the time. So that's what I like to do. And it's been fun I've been doing it for like the past 2.5 years, and it's been fun. It's something I started when I moved out to Seattle, you know, when I started being around the glass and just learning from a lot of talented people in Seattle. I didn't know Seattle was so big and huge on glass and none of that stuff. And just, it was something, it was literally a blessing that landed on my lap when I just started hanging out in different hot shops and different places. And I been in places like Pratt Fine Arts Center and Pilchuck and all these places just started showing me how to do with the glass, and I just started coming up with my own ideas and how I'd like to show it and what I would like to do with it. So I just been having fun with it, and it's just been awesome.
So why don't you talk about your chickens?
Talk about my chickens?
Your chickens.
I love chicken. So it's like when I really first started getting into glass, I was staying in a shelter, and I was drawing, and I was looking at somebody right next to me. I'm like, man, what does a chicken look like? And the dude looked at me and said, I don't know, and I grabbed a piece of paper from the front desk, and I started drawing, and I drew a chicken head, which I thought looked like a chicken to me. And I started giving chicken like dinosaur bodies or super, started to look like a superstar, one to look like a dog body, all different kind of bodies. And I just started really having fun with chickens, you know. And I came up with this one series called the I Love Chicken Show. And that was my first show, and I really had fun with just sculpting chickens and just having fun with showing, because I'm like a big fan of I'm a big fan of cartoons. I like being goofy and showing work in a goofy way, you know. And the way the work was shown, it was just really fun. It's like I got addicted to showing, just sculpting chickens, doing different things and just having fun with them. I remember one time I sculpted a chicken. It was like a chicken man doing a wrestling move to another chicken man, and I wanted to put him in a wrestling match, like WWF style.
Oh my God.
I'm like, beautiful. Like he was Diddy. Yeah, it was like DDTing the other one. I'm like, yeah, get him. That's just been like really fun. I come with like wild ideas to what to do with the glass. It's like. And I like sculpting because sculpting is, like, totally outside the box. It's not a vase. It's not a bowl. You know, it's not a cup. It's just something mm-hmm. that I like to draw out and just like to make it happen. And, like, I like the environment and the fun that I have while making the glass. And it's, like, it's fun, man. It's a cool time. You know, so it's a blast.
How would you describe? Do you have a certain style that you would call in creating glass pieces?
Well, the best way I could show my style and explain my style is all I could say is it's me 100. When you see my glass, when you see my glass, started getting into glass paintings as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
just continuing to learn and everything. And when you see my work and when you see what I do, it's my reflection, you know. It's a reflection of me. That's all I can say. Like, when you see the things I put together and how I show the work, it's my reflections. It's like it's all of us. How, you know, like what you do with your radio show, you know, like
mm-hmm.
what we do with all of our things. It's our essence. It's us. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best way I can say it. It's literally my essence that I put out in everything I do, you know? So that's why I find it so cool, you know? That's why I found something that I never thought I'd find myself doing, but it's so cool, like, because literally, you know, when I want to do it, you know, that's what it's all about, man. You put your essence in what you want to do, and that's what makes it so beautiful, you know? And that's what makes it so cool.
The reason why I asked you, you know, what you call your style, I'll be honest with you, Pete, I call you an urban glass blower.
That
probably wasn't very fair to you. Because I don't think that necessarily you're the type of artist that, you know, can be put in a box and necessarily defined. And I thought it would be great for you to actually, you know, see if there is a way of describing your style of glass blowing. I do hope that when you come back to Seattle that I can come and actually witness you doing it, because I think that would be amazing. That's something that I would like to, you know, experience. I met Pete off of Facebook, probably through Verbal Oasis, Monique Franklin, correct, Pete?
That's my homegirl. She's good people.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's how we got connected. And Verbal Oasis is an artist that used to perform at my coffee shop at Flavor Coffee House at my open mics, and she also would host open mics for me there for either youth and for kids. And
mm-hmm.
also adults, and so, you know, she and I were very, very connected back in the days when my coffee shop was, you know, open. And so anyway, I met Pete online there and kind of started communicating and talking. I finally met him at a showcase down at 88 Keys for the ARC, so that was very cool to finally meet him in person. But I've not had the experience, you know, to actually see his work in person. I've seen pictures. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I'm just, like, he's the only glass blower that I know. And, you know, and that's kind of exciting. It's cool, you know. I mean, obviously I'm connected to a lot of, you know, musical talents and poets and authors and things like that and painters. But, you know, you're the only one, Pete, so that's exciting to me. The other thing that I want to say, and I hope you don't mind me saying this,
okay.
But what I really appreciate about you, man, you're diehard at what you're doing. I mean, it's like for you to leave Chicago and come out here to Seattle and, you know, end up, you know, staying in a shelter and I mean, just like putting yourself out there, you know, not really knowing, you know, what, you know, maybe tomorrow might look like or whatever, but you put yourself in situations where you don't know people and you get to know people and your life has worked. And I don't know if anybody saw my post, last week, talking about raw men. Pete and I were talking on the phone last week, and we were talking about, you know, like, man, if he has to live off of raw men for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, he would do that to be able to get out there and travel and show his art, you know, and expose himself and his art to as many people as possible. And I, you know what, I have to appreciate that. So we were like kind of talking about, you know, what we've done with raw men in the past, and so that's why I had posted it up. You know, what's your raw men recipe? Because, you know, I know everybody's got it. Everybody who's out there, who's, especially if we want to label you a struggling artist or a starving artist, I know you got a raw men recipe. And so,
you're doing something with ramen. If you say you ain't doing nothing with ramen, you learn. Because if you have some ramen, you know you put some chicken in it, you put some rice in it, you put something in it, even some ground beef in it. Even you just mix it up with something to make the ramen taste something better than this ordinary ramen.
Exactly.
Everybody did something with ramen. I'm just saying.
I was laughing with my girl Monica Monet out there in Jacksonville, Florida. I said, you know, Monica, I know you got a ramen story. She's like, what's ramen? I said, you know those noodles in a package that you can get $10 for a dollar. She's like, girl, I call those noodles. She's like, oh, I got a noodle story, you know, but it's like, I appreciate that about you, you know, because I don't know how many people necessarily have that drive in them to just really put themselves out there as an artist and, you know, do what it takes, you know, make those sacrifices so that you can, you know, travel, so that you can create and just really live the life of an artist. And I love that about you, Pete. And I'm excited that you would call in, you know, from Chicago. You know, I know you've been out there doing your thing and spending time with family, and that's wonderful. And I know that I see that, you know, some of the New York artists have connected. I've talked to some of them and let them know that you're headed out to New York.
I appreciate
stuff,
that.
So.
Cool. It seemed real cool when I saw, when I was looking them up. They seemed like they're very talented, very cool people. So I'm really excited about looking them up and just chopping up with them. So it's really cool. I'm really excited. It's like every new thing is a, you know, every new thing, you know, everything you put together is a new thing, and it's just awesome, you know, when you put together something new in a new arena, a new place you've never been in. It's just, it's awesome. So I'm like, somebody once wants to tell me, I'll talk to my mom. My mom's best friend, and she was just telling me, it's like, you got the energy, be yourself and put your energy in whatever you do. And I'm like, man, that's what's up, you know, because sometimes we get nervous and sometimes we get scared, but sometimes we got to all just remember just to be ourselves, because sometimes we don't think we can be ourselves. We have to act a certain way, but it's ourselves that make things happen, you know. It's us. This is what it's about, you know. And if we don't put ourselves in it, it'll just be totally fake and totally phony, and it won't look like our representation of what we do.
Well, and I think that you definitely represent, you know, an authentic, you know, artist. And again, you know, I don't know very many people that, you know, have gone to the extremes that you have gone to in being able to experience your art, to work on mastering it. I know that it's something that you continuously work and grow, you know, and learn. I mean, just like that time, you know, when you spent all that time at Pilchuck, and I was hoping I was going to meet you then, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there all day.
And then it seemed like you were gone, like, forever.
It was awesome.
But, you know, I know that was a great experience for you to be able to do that a few times and stuff. But what do you think, you know, Pete, what do you think that it is within you that has the capability to have this type of drive and to just jump out there and just do it? Like, you know, I mean, most of us are like, okay, we got kids, we got to pay for our, you know, rent or our mortgage and, you know, and this and that. What do you think that, you know, is in you that causes you to have that capability and courage to do it?
Well, all I can say is when I moved to Seattle and I was in the Greyhound, And that's just personally me. When I was on a Greyhound, and I remember I talked to my mom on the phone. She's like, who are you with? You're not with nobody. You're on a Greyhound by yourself. And I just believed, personally believed by myself, that I just believed that I believed that the Lord was with me. So for me, I just pray for strength every day to just put my, to do my 100. You know, mm-hmm. I pray for strength, and I just put everything in it, you know. That's where my strength comes, you know, for me. You know, I just pray for strength, and I just do it, you know. And that's how I make it happen, you know. And I'm not preaching it, and I'm like, that's just for me. That's how I continue, you know. That's my source. And, you know, when you're around, so when I was in a situation, I was in Seattle, literally I had no family, I had no friends, I had no people, I knew nobody. And when I was living in these situations, I had nobody. So I'm like, I just started relying, and really started, it really took me time to actually meditate and really think. I'm like, I really came out here to do something with my life, and I'm not going to take a 2.5, close to 3-day bus ride back to Chicago because times are getting hard, you know. I'm like, forget that. So I just started to meditate and pray, like, just give me strength to bust it through. So that's how I do it. And I want to make something out of my life, you know. I was always told I would be nothing. I was always told I wouldn't make nothing out of my life. And you know what? It's, at the beginning, it was about them. It was about proving people wrong. But now, as I'm growing, I'm learning. It's not about them. It's about what I want to do in my life and what I want to make it. And I'm doing 100 against all odds, you know.
Well, I admire it. I know that you're a young man, and you're very driven. I don't know if I was your age, if I could have the courage to do what you're doing. I really, honestly, I don't. So it's just, you know. And every time we talk, you know, I feel the passion in your voice. You know, I feel it in the energy that, you know, you present and everything. And I just, you know, I'm looking forward to you coming back to Seattle. And you'll just have to beat down my door and say, okay, Flavor, we got to get together. You know, I know you don't like answering the phone when I call. But, you know, we just have to make sure that when you get back to, you know, Seattle, you know, that we spend some time together. And I really want to, you know, go over there to
the
place
on the
floor.
Yeah, far from the Pratt.
Yeah, the Pratt. And just watch you, you know, do what you do.
That would be awesome. You know, this whole ride has been awesome, this whole thing. Just seeing where I'm at right now and being around what I am right now, because this has literally been an idea, and just to see ideas happen is just awesome by itself, you know. So it's cool. You know, I'm enjoying the ride right now and just loving it. It's awesome, you know. So it's cool. I'm glad I met you. You're the people that caught my eye about you, is that you're constantly on it. You got hustle in you too. You know what I'm saying? you got hustle in you too, man. Always banging out, letting people know what you're doing, what's on. I'm like, man, this person doing. Person every week doing, letting people know what they're doing. Let her know what about this show that she's putting together. I'm like, that's awesome. I want to be around people like that. I want to be around people who are motivated and doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what on the real caught my attention about you. Because, like, every time, you're letting people
know
what you're on.
Sometimes, you know, I think, okay, people might think, okay, she's really doing way too much. I try to be honestly selective, you know, as to, you know, when I try to target certain times of the day as to when I post, and I post certain things. I try to be strategic about my postings. I know that there are people that are like, oh, my God, could she just really stop? And I'll be honest with you, I had to start a Susan page for my family and my friends because they were like, okay, Susan, we just really don't want to see all that. You know, you are taking up, you know, all of our wall, you know, with your posting. And so I started a page that's just for Susan. And I'll be honest with you, anybody who is an artist that's trying to get on my Susan page, you're not going to get on there because it is – it is just strictly for my friends and family, and there are a few artists that have tried to jump over there, and they got ignored. If you want to connect with me as far as, you know, being an artist, definitely look up my Flava News page, my Lady Flava page, because that's where you can reach out to me there. But my Susan page, that's just strictly for friends and family and high school people. That's kind of a trip, connecting with high school people I went to school with. I'm like, wow, you know, you look old, but I know people probably look at me with my silver hair like, you look old, Susan, but some look like, man, like we're still in high school, and others like look old. I'm like, okay, I know I
look old.
Look
at you. You just tell them, like, shoot, I'm in my prime. What you talking about? Like, and they be like,
I don't know. I'm trying to feel like I'm in my prime. Mama kind of feel old these days. I'm sitting here drinking some hot lemon tea with hot lemon honey tea, whatever this is called. You know, my
hot lemon tea.
On a summer day. And it's a hot day, but Jace was like, you got to do the MC thing, Slave. You got to, you know, don't talk before you start your show and drink the tea. He's like, you're getting ready to do a show? You sound horrible. I'm like, Jace. So I'm drinking my tea and everything, and, you know, I don't generally admit this, but I have arthritis in my knees.
Okay.
And, you know, when I admit it to people, it's just like, you know, it makes me really feel old and crippled. So, but I do. I have arthritis in my knees, and so, you know, that kind of causes me to not be able to get it out and about like I would like to, and, you know, kind of puts me under the weather sometimes, too, because it's pretty painful. But actually, today's a very good day.
What's up?
So, it is. It's what's up, and I need to be just, you know, at my best.
Yeah.
So, So I guess I'll go ahead and say this again. I think the people that are in the chat room know this already, and the people that are listening on the phone know this already, but I don't know if I had told you this, Pete. I have been asked to join another radio station. It is an online radio station. It's 24 hours, but it is a station that is funded. They have sponsors. They have the ability, you know, where as they grow in listenership, they will be able to pay out, you know, royalties to artists. Each track that's played on this station is rated. And so, you know, it has a thumbs up, thumbs down system, and it's tracked, you know, every day. And during every show, if there's a specific show that is played, it is, you know, tracked as to what tracks you played on your show, and based off of the listeners, did they like the track or they didn't. And actually, I like that. I really do. I like that system because it kind of will give us an idea. You know, the listeners think about the music that you're playing. Now,
well,
I am going to try my best to continue doing Flava News Radio, and I am the beautiful thing is even though I'm joining this other station, I will be allowed to continue doing my radio shows.
Yeah.
They actually encourage it. And so the tracks that you hear on Flava News Radio, I have definitely stepped up my game from 2 years ago, from when I started the radio shows, because in the beginning it was all about, oh, my God, I just love the fact that you're an artist. Let me play you. Now, because of the popularity I have gained over the last 2 years in doing radio, I'm not sure. I don't know if the listeners are holding me to a higher standard. Some people are actually getting weeded out. And some of it, honestly, is based off of the production of their tracks.
Yeah.
When going over to the other radio station, I definitely am going to hold the artist that I play on that station to a higher standard. The other person who I'm teaming up with, which, you know, I'll go ahead and say it, I am going to be teaming up with Cedric James, a known radio personality out here in Seattle. He was part of KWJZ, our jazz station that closed down, and he does a show there too. So I'm going to be teaming up with him. And he is willing to take a listen to and consider streaming some of the independent artists that I really believe in. After listening to them, he may consider blending them in with the mainstream artists that he supports. So it's going to be helping the independent artists, you know, kind of really honestly jump up there and, you know, get a different type of exposure, you know, in a different way. And so I kind of said, this is the first step, Flavor News Radio, and going over to the other station is the second step. And
well, it sounds
so
like growth. That's a good thing,
Definitely, and I'm really excited. So today I'm going to start my training with Cedric.
That's cool.
And so that's kind of why I did my show earlier today, so that I can make sure that I make my appointment with Cedric to start my training and everything. I'm really excited. I mean, I don't want to come across that I'm in awe of working with him. I am honored in the fact that he's paid attention and he reached out to me to join, the team with him.
Yeah.
But I'm really just excited to be able to spend some time and learn from a veteran in the game. You know, he's been at this for 30 years, working in radio. And so I'm just really excited about that. He was showing me some things the other night on Skype that just floored me, how he puts the music together and his voice and music and all of that. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. And Lady Flavor's going to sound cool. Maybe
that's
not when I'm having an allergy attack and having to drink, lemon honey tea. I'm thinking Lady Flavor's going to be sounding cool here in the very near future.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, it sounds like you'd be learning a whole lot.
I will. And people will be able to listen to me, online, anywhere in the world on that particular station too. And it's just exciting, to be able to have that opportunity. I do have a potential another opportunity with another station. I'm just not sure right now if I want to jump that direction just because I want to make sure that whatever I do, I can, hold to my commitments, of what I'm stepping up to do, because it's kind of a lot on my plate right now. But,
yeah.
Just as with you, in the time that you made that move to come out, west and everything, and the growth that you've gone through. I mean, it's just like, with me, there's always growth. And I think that's the beautiful thing. And I think that any of us that, and no matter what it is that we're doing, whether it's, has to do with art or just life and period, I think that we should continually to grow and learn, something and be on a journey, to better our lives and better the lives of the people around us, whether it be our immediate family or anybody that we have the capability to reach out and, affect their lives. And so I'm so excited, baby, that you called into the show today. I'm just like, I feel like a proud mama right now. I think that people want to know whether you have a website or not. I'm not sure if you've been able to open that up or not.
No, that's cool. What I have is what I have is a WordPress, and it's worldofsingleton.wordpress.com. I'm also on Twitter. It's Singleton Tour. It's under Singleton Tour, and you could also look me under Facebook under Peter Singleton, and I'm on LinkedIn. That's under Singleton Tour as well. And Bebo, you could, if you want to look at past shows or things that's happening, look up World of Singleton, and you could Google that as well. So
now, are you saying World?
World of
Singleton.
Are
you saying World? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So definitely Google him, and check him out. He's on my Facebook page under Peter Singleton. And, check him out, because I just think that he's somebody, he's somebody up and coming and worthy to pay attention to. He's got an amazing grind about him. I mean, when he was in Seattle, he was hitting the banks. He was hitting the hotels, about showing his art in the banks and the hotels and, different places. And, he has no qualms and just, trying to open up any doors that will pay attention and want to, experience his art. So I'm so proud of you, Pete.
Thank you so much. And I'm happy for the things that you're doing. I'm excited about the radio station, because I think that's going to show growth where you're doing, and also it's going to spread to your radio, help your radio station as well. That's going to help that grow. That's what I personally think. So
I appreciate that. I know I was talking to the CEO of the station last night, and he said, what is it that what is it you want to see getting out of this? And I know that I'd like got that, that button that says, let her drop through the floor. Because I think that maybe he was expecting me to say what type of money
yeah.
I wanted to make. I told her, I said, the biggest thing that I want to get out of this is to be able to have the opportunity to open up the doors for the independent artists to be heard, you know.
That's awesome.
And that, you know, this really is not about me, you know. This is about being able to create more platforms for the artists that come my direction that I feel are deserving to be heard. And that, you know, so I hope that he respected, you know, my answer. But I did honestly think that he, after, you know, I said that, I think he was thinking I was talking about, like, money. Of course, I want money.
Yeah, right?
You know? I basically said, okay, can you give me enough money so I don't have to eat ramen for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a little change. This is a little change. I just want to be on the air and play these artists. That's what my goal is.
Yeah, right?
You know. And he just kind of got quiet, so. I guess he should have been happy. This girl ain't trying to get in my pocket, huh?
Yeah, right? She just wants a good plate of breakfast. What's wrong with that? Yeah, let's try to get some breakfast.
I could have said, man, this is what I want, you know? Are you willing to pay it? Because, you know, I ain't making no money right now. Anyway, I don't know if y'all out there in the chat room and on the line are enjoying my conversation with Pete Singleton. I don't know if you came here to listen to some money, but, you know, I'm really glad that Pete called in so he could share his story because it's a different type of artist than you normally hear, you know, on Flava News Radio and Flava Coffee House. So, Dolan, I don't know if you want to hang on the phone while I play some more music or if you want to go hang out with your family.
Oh, I got my nephew asking me to play a video game.
Okay. All right. So go play a video game with your nephew. Let me know when you're headed to New York so, you know, so I can let people know that you're headed that way too.
I will do that. It is awesome.
All right. All right, baby. Thank you so much for calling in, Pete.
Thanks for talking. It's always awesome talking to you. Always.
All right. So enjoy your holiday weekend with your family. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Glassblower Pete Singleton. You know, he's sometimes here. He's sometimes there. Right now he's in Chicago, and I'm looking forward to him coming back to Seattle. So now I'm going to play a piece by Ava Lamert. This is Summertime, her rendition of Summertime. And Ava is out of Sacramento, California.
In the summertime, when the living is easy. The fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Sacramento, California, and she is the vocals and saxophone player on that particular piece. Generally, when you hear a piece that I play by her, she is doing both. There are some that are just strictly saxophone, but yeah, she is an amazing talent, and I have to tell you, I really, really enjoyed having her on as a featured guest, and I look forward to having her on as a featured guest here in the near future. I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest where I am in Seattle, Washington. I have not met this young man yet, but I just really know that I'm going to adopt him as my baby boy, too. This is Sheldon Butler with his piece, This Road.
Keeps on moving people coast to coast and playing with lives like a deck of cards. Daily dealing women, children of any age, and oh, it breaks my heart. The underground shopping cart is moving oh so fast. Traffic is piled up on this road. Somebody tell across the globe, the bitter trade winds blow, and we just feel the breeze. Feelings all controlled and filtered by the things we think we know. While over in another country, one of our brothers owns a dealership, 'cause he knows that selling these cars in the homeland won't fly. Somebody said,
this strange disease.
All right, that was Sheldon Butler with his piece, This Road. And it was funny, my girl Nichelle had asked to borrow my leopard shoe chair at my coffee shop. If anybody knows me, they know I love leopard print. But before my arthritis really hit, I loved shoes. I loved shoes. And so when I saw this leopard shoe chair, I was like, I got to get this. So anyway, she remembered I had the leopard shoe chair, and she was like, Susan, can I borrow this for an event? And she's like, you really, really need to come. And it was one of those days that my arthritis was just really bad, and I was like, you know, I'm so under the weather, but come get the chair. And Sheldon sent me a video of him performing at an event, and I just love watching him perform because he generally plays acoustic guitar in, you know, when he plays and sings his songs. And so I, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching him, you know, strumming the guitar and singing and, you know, and everything. And I look, and in the video is my leopard shoe chair. And I'm like, oh, my God, if I knew that Sheldon was going to be at that event, I would have drug myself out of out of bed and took myself down there. And, you know, because I have been wanting to meet him in person and just experience him in person. He is an absolute doll. Absolute doll, you know, just interacting with him, you know, online and this and that. So anyway, yeah, you'll be hearing me call him my baby boy because I just think he is an amazing young talent, you know, and I really just want to encourage him in any way to just keep moving forward, you know, with his craft. So let me scroll down this list and see who else I can bring to you. I kind of reformatted my music board now that I'm no longer doing the All Media Artist Show. And so, you know what? Okay, did I scroll past it? I have 600 tracks. So sometimes if I'm just not, you know, if I'm not, you know, on point with, like, maybe having a list of who I want to play, it takes me a minute to find a track. I want to take you over to London. This is an artist that I reached out to when I was beginning to work with a youth organization called UTB. And I asked if I could use this particular song for this particular program and project that I, you know, I'm working with Terrell Dorsey. And this is Sophia May and Mo Rock with the piece Believe.
Mo Rock, yeah, Sophia May, yeah, anything you can perceive, you can achieve, yeah, you can have whatever you want, let's go.
It's worth a fight. I believe if you study the day, study the night. I believe if you're doing some wrong, double your rights. I believe you want success, you got the keys. Put your mind to it and watch you can achieve. I believe in the road, believe in the passion. Believe you can have anything you can imagine. Believe in the struggle, believe in the process. Each and every day that you can, you make progress. And never let them take your dream. Only negativity can really break the team. So trust, to get to where we going is a must. Only energy you need is the one with a plus. Move forward, never look back. What's in the past, gotta leave. Keep your head up if you believe. Through the pain, stand through the struggle, I believe in the change. King had a dream, peace on the scene. X out the hate was done by any means. Ride for a cause, still hear the call. One day maybe we'll live without wars. Raise every seed, give them what they need. Show them how to follow their heart and how to lead. Aim for the sky, still gotta try. Only if you tell them the truth, you're we're not alive. One man doing it all is an illusion, but unity done for a cause is revolution. I believe in me. Matter of fact, I believe in we. So we feed the tree, let it grow till it touches the stars. Let the love be the time that'll heal us all. Chill. Whatever you want, let's get to it. Let's go.
It was Believe by Sophia May and Mo Rock out of London, UK. And again, I'm just, you know, honored that they would let me use this particular track for the youth project that I'm working on with Terrell Dorsey from UTB. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in live to listen to Flavor Coffeehouse Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This oh my God, I need that tea again. This is where I'm allowed to kind of keep my flavor. Coffee House, where I just, you know, birthed Lady Flava from Alive on Air. It was kind of a sad day in June of 2008 when I closed her doors. But you know what? It's really hard to be a struggling, you know, business owner. It really is. I hung in there for 5 years running my coffee shop by myself from morning till night, 6 days a week. And when it came for that lease to be renewed for another 5 years, I was like, you know what, I just can't do it. I can't do this again, you know. So I miss it, but doing this show just kind of, you know, makes me feel like, you know, she's still there with me. And I really, really appreciate my girl April Sims out there in Washington, D.C., and really pushing me to name a show after my coffee shop. So anyway, I'm going to play a track by one of the first artists, that I played on my show, you know, almost 2 years ago. And this is probably the first track that I played by him back then. This is Darian Dean out of New York and his piece, Sail Through.
Your plaything as you sip it to what you do. You can have me, yeah, right out the box, girl. I'm brand new, no exception. Once you realize you're all. Day I met you, it's there right.
Of New York, and Darian's with Righteous Music Media, and his manager is Miles Anthony, and I call Miles Anthony one of my mentors. He has been so supportive of me, you know, always encouraging, you know, allowing me to ask questions and advice and this and that, and I just really, really value him, you know, as somebody that I do deem my mentor, you know, and Darian, you know, Darian is his sole focus. And, you know, and they have been so successful in making moves for Darian that, you know, he is the one that I talk about opened up for Mary J. Blige in Aruba last year. He's been on BET 106 in Park, been just interviewed, you know, on TV, you know, different places. He won the Budweiser Fest. He's up for another contest right now. And all, and I'm just really impressed. And the thing about his manager, Miles keeps you up, you know, on what is going on with his artists, always. And I've had the opportunity, you know, to witness, you know, by Ustream on TV, you know, Darian being interviewed out there in New York and stuff, and he's polished. You know, and I was laughing the other day, and I think I talked about this on the show, that Miles talked about the fact that, you know, Darian's the whole package from the way he walks and talks and smells, you know, and just everything about him. He is just like the whole package when it comes to an artist, and I get it, you know, because I've been watching him for the last 2 years, and I have to agree. I do have a caller on the line, so let me bring him in. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, how are you, my friend?
Oh, you know what? I forgot I hit the one button. I was sitting here just jamming to Darian, man. That dude is good. That was a nice jam. It really was. That had Stevie Wonder written all over it.
You know, and it's funny. That's funny that you said that, because when that song came out, that's exactly how people reacted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying that he kind of, you know, had a Stevie Wonder flavor.
Definitely. Most definitely. How you doing, young lady?
You know what? It's funny that you asked that, because, you know, I thought I was over my cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I do. I think that I'm over my cold, but for some reason I woke up congested this morning. I'm thinking it's allergies. It's an absolutely beautiful day here in Seattle, and Jace told me, you know, to stop talking and to make some tea and sip on this tea and stuff and don't talk until the show started. So I'm trying to do okay with that. I still, my tea is now not even lukewarm anymore. It's kind of, you know, cold or room temperature as I take a sip. But I am I'm in very good spirits, Stephen. I'm so excited about all the things that are going on, you know, for Flava News and myself, and for the opportunities that it's going to open up for you guys, the artists. And,
we knew it was just a matter of time before you blew up, man.
No, well, you know, I'm not blowing up. I'm just.
Yes, you are. You're blowing up.
I think what. I think what's happening is that there are people, like we talk about all the time, Stephen, you know, that you just don't know who's paying attention.
Right, yeah.
You know, so you definitely have to put your best foot forward, almost in a sense, at all times, because you don't know who's paying attention. And so, you know, and honestly, I had no idea, you know, that this gentleman was paying attention to me, you know, because maybe once in a while he might hit the like button on my page or maybe leave a two-word comment or something, you know, but I never really knew that Cedric James was paying attention to me. And when he reached out to me to join him on this new radio station, it, you know, it was very exciting. And it's exciting to me because I'm starting my training today with him
at
3
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm excited about just, you know, learning, you know, how he does it. I mean, he's a veteran at this. He's been doing, you know, the smooth jazz station, KWJZ, out here. He's a 30-year radio personality, you know, working with jazz artists. And so even though I'm not going to be strictly jazz, you know, he loves the idea that I support only, you know, independent artists. He and Rick are going to allow me to continue, you know, with the shows that I choose to do over there, only supporting independent artists.
Cool.
You know, and as I mentioned earlier, Cedric is interested in being introduced to the music that I support to see if and how he can blend it in with the mainstream artists that he works with.
Sweet. Yeah. That's,
you know, so
excellent.
it's gonna be opening up the doors, you know, for artists to be heard in a different venue, but also, you know, a different listenership. And they have much, much more capabilities than what I have and what I do here at Flava News Radio as far as who's paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have actual sponsors and stuff that sponsor their station. and when they get to a certain point of listenership, then they also will be paying out royalty checks to artists
mm-hmm.
that are played and stuff. And so it's just, you know, the things that they've got set up and in place are just really, really exciting. And I'm just excited, you know, to be able to be a part of that. And, you know, I'm really just honored to work with Cedric James. You know, I've been listening.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because if there's any people listening right now that are going to be submitting some music to Lady Flava to play on the station, go ahead and get your ASCAP or BMI stuff taken care of right now.
Right.
Because you're going to need that membership number, because that's
right, to be
pretty much how they pay you.
Paid out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have something that's set up where it is going to be recognized with ASCAP and BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this is the first time that I've heard that with an online radio station.
Online, yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard of it online.
You know, and so, I mean, just every song can be rated, you know, every single song. So when you pull up their player on the page, it has a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and that's calculated daily. It's calculated per show, too.
Mm-hmm.
So as I join the team and, you know, I gain the listenership over there, then as people put the thumbs up and thumbs down, it will tell me, you know, what tracks they're digging or they're not.
Right.
You know, and stuff. And so I think that's going to be, honestly, an interesting feature. You know, to have. It's going to stream who the artist is, so you'll see the listing of the artist's name and what track it is and what album it's from, if it's from an album. And, you know, so I just really love the capabilities of this site. It's still growing. You know, it is, you know, in a sense, in its toddler stage. It's been around for just a little bit, but it's still growing, you know,
right.
And you know, more sponsors are coming on. Olive Garden's one of the sponsors of the station and stuff. And so, you know, I'm just really excited, you know, to have this opportunity, if nothing else, to be able to sit down with a veteran radio personality, you know, and just learn from him.
You're getting in during a good time, too, because 24-hour internet radio is on the verge of blowing up big time, because a lot of these stations are starting to develop apps for smartphones and iPads and not, you know, all that kind of stuff like that, where people can actually listen to these stations on their phones, in their cars, you know, that kind of stuff like that. So the internet radio is really, really getting ready to take off, and you're getting in on it at a good time.
Well, and the beautiful thing, too, Stephen, is that they're going to allow me to continue doing what I do here. And that's something I really, you know, this is my baby here. You know what I mean? Slava News Radio. You know, this is what I love to do. This is where I don't have to be picture perfect. Over there, I got to be picture perfect, you know?
Well, the things you're going to learn there, you'll be able to apply to your shows here, too.
Right. So that's what I'm excited about because, you know, Cedric was showing me on the Skype. I feel like a little kid in a candy store, right?
I know
that. He was showing
right.
me on Skype the other night, you know, how he puts together his voice and the music behind it, you know, and cutting and pasting the music or whatever. I know that's, you already know how to do that because you do that yourself. You know, but I had never really watched that, you know, like that before, and especially on screen. I thought, oh, my God, he's really showing me his computer while I'm sitting here, you know, watching it. So I'm just kind of excited because I'm like, oh, my God, Cedric, I want an intro like that. Like, that's just amazing, you know. So anyway, if I could ever get my voice to sound right, you know, I want to have some things like that, too. It also will allow me to learn how to kind of cut and paste my shows that I'm going to be committed to sending to the radio station in London. I had fallen back on that. The biggest shows that, you know, she really wants is, you know, honestly, the Artist Roundtable. She is going to dig that Artist Roundtable we did the other day, huh, Stephen?
Oh, man, we had a ball, didn't we?
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm so excited about sending that particular show to Slane.
But you know what? Almost all those are good. It seemed like every time you do one of those, they come out nice.
I agree with you. I guess it was just because I hadn't done one in such a long time. And, you know, for all of you guys to call in, you know, there were actually 17 people on the line, on the phone. But 9 talking.
Yeah, that's an amazing number, actually.
You know, so that, and, you know, and just to have that kind of, like, family, that sense of family and respect and honest sharing, you know, and to have the young man, you know, being able to be on the air with you guys, the veterans of the game, you know, I think that was just kind of special. It was, you know, it was a great night, so... You know what? Looks like we got another caller, so let me bring them in, Stephen.
Okay.
All right, John D. Green Sr., how are you, my friend?
I am well. Thank you for having me. Mr. Ferguson.
Hey, John, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, bro? Everything's good. I'm just listening to Flavor tell me she's not blowing up, and I'm over here going, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You know, she didn't even believe that when she said it.
I know, right?
I'm not blowing up.
I wouldn't call it blowing up. I just think that, I don't know, I'm thinking that it is because of people recognize the fact that I'm just consistent, you know, and very passionate about what it is that I do. That because I'm continuously out there, kind of like what Pete was saying, you know, I'm always promoting, you know, what it is that I'm doing or promoting the artists that I support, you know, or whatever, that I'm just kind of more consistent. And so I think because of that, you know, it's being recognized.
Recognition is good. That's a good thing.
But blowing up, I don't know if that, you know, I don't know whether, you know, it's blowing up. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm just excited. I am. I just feel like this giddy kid, like I'm getting ready to go to a birthday party that I really want. you know, to be able to sit down with, you know, again, you know, to be able to sit down with Cedric James and just learn some things. I've had much respect for him when he was on the radio. You know, I used to listen to him, you know, so it's like, you know, to be able to learn from him is just honestly just a big honor for me.
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I kind of
understand
that.
It's going to be an amazing experience.
So what's going on with you, John D. Green Sr., Mr. Actor?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I received a very unique call today. I talked to a scholar, a professor. He teaches social science. And I got this call based on a Cibola song, Olive Branches.
Mm-hmm.
The entire conversation was surrounding olive branches and the subject matter, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny to me because that's not an exact science, but it's a science of understanding. And somehow we got on the subject of macroeconomics, which seems to be the theme of my life. People like to discuss macroeconomics. So right now I'm applying some of the understanding and sciences of macroeconomics, case in point, supply and demand. I'm sitting here with a stack of CDs to supply the demand that has been made for CDs. So I'm actually sitting on the floor making up CDs. CD
cases. Okay.
Labeling CDs. Yep, I got a whole little print shop going on right now.
All righty. Busy man. Well, that's exciting.
Okay.
Gotta you know,
make it happen.
And Cibola is something, it's not necessarily a new style, you know, but I think that with the two of you that, you know, together, I think that the artistry, you know, of what you bring to it with the artistry that Guy Williams brings to Cibola, I think it is, you know, a unique, you know, collaboration. And I have respect for it. I don't always understand it. You know that already. I think that it sometimes is his words. Is something that you have to really listen to kind of get. But I think
right.
that if you're somebody who's just kind of into that type of style of spoken word and you pay attention, you know, you will really, really appreciate it. So I'm so happy for the two of you that you've, you know, found, you know, that fan base that digs that style.
Yeah, because, you know, you're right. It is definitely not for everyone. And I go back and listen to things sometimes. And I'm like, wow, you know, today I had to do that because of some of the things this professor was saying. It's like, wow, that's a whole nother way of looking at this. But it's worth it. It's a learning experience, and I really enjoy it. He's a talented young man, and it's exciting. It's exciting to
say. Well, you've got everything. I think everything in your world, John, is exciting right now.
You know what? Times are exciting. I mean, again, the biggest and most exciting thing for me was being able to sit opposite my son on the screen and watch him work for the very first time. And it was amazing. The things that I learned from it, because, you know, I think I know things. I'm this brilliant thespian. Well, I learned a lot from my son. To watch other children ask my son for different cues and how to apply the necessary emotion. And this was his first time on a set. It blew me away. I think I spent more time watching him than I did doing my job there. It was like, you know, around the house. It was like it had always been in him. And I was amazed from start to finish. The way he was on the set. And the way he handled it, because it's grueling for a child. You know, it was hot. You know, the set.
But you know what? I'm thinking LJ really isn't a child.
Right. You know, I'm wondering
really
too.
I'm really thinking he's like a miniature, you know, adult.
You never know, because if you had saw him, it was amazing. But at the same time, it was like, okay. You're not going to complain at all about the heat, or you're not going to complain about running around, or you're not going to keep running off and playing and the director has to keep coming and getting you. No, none of that. he was right there, very controlled, very calm, you know, taking his direction, asking, well, what's my motivation here? It's just funny because he's an amazing individual, and I got to work with him. So for me, it was like this big honor. I'm working with this huge superstar that I've always wanted to work with. Yes, he's eight, and he's my son. And somehow that left the equation several times, so I was just in awe of his ability. So it was an awesome experience. So I'm still on the cloud of that experience. Yeah.
So for those of you that are listening to the show, John DeGreen Sr. is out of Michigan. He is a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and, you know, he breaks bricks. I thought I'd throw that in there, John. He's a martial artist. My grandson's like, is he really breaking bricks with his hands? How come it doesn't hurt, you know? He's like, Grandma, I don't want to take karate because I think that's going to hurt my hand. Anyway, so he's like in awe of watching the video of you breaking bricks. So he's a martial artist, and he is busy these days as an actor. So he is a busy man with multi-talents, and, you know, he's just surprising us left and right. I was listening to my friend TC's podcast of Morning Thieves this morning and hearing John's music being played on the podcast. That was very cool, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much. TC is he's amazing. And it's funny that you say that because I also listened to it in its entirety. And, you know, the piece at the end with the old Southern Baptist praise and worship, oh my. Matter of fact, I had to comment.
Everything just really fit in how he's putting that together. Even Mariko, my daughter, and my Kimura even was like, you know, listening and stuff. And that was a great experience because Elijah, who is the voice of this particular podcast, he was actually my first host of my open mics at my coffee shop. I love Elijah. You know, and he's just an amazing spoken word artist. And so just to hear him develop, you know, in doing the voice for this is just, I felt like a proud mama there too, you know. I feel like I'm just a proud mama all over the place. But you know what, John? Since you're on the line, you were talking about LJ, I got to play Rain, even though it's not raining. It is a beautiful day here in Seattle. But I'm going to play Rain by John DeGreen Sr. and John DeGreen Jr., LJ. And this is an amazing piece done by this duo. And LJ is only 8 years old.
Thank you.
All right, that special piece is called Rain, which was named by LJ, and it was created by John D. Green Sr. and his son, John D. Green Jr. That's just such an endearing piece for me, and every time I play it, it just, you know, it makes me think of the two of you and the beautiful thing of being able to do some art like that with your son.
I've always enjoyed the piece, and I enjoyed the day that it came about with the rain and the hours we sat there playing around with it and having fun and knowing that, you know, he would come to me later and say, let's make that a song, Dad. A song.
Right.
So,
I have another caller on the line. Actually, two callers have raised their hand, and let me bring in the first one that's been on hold for a minute. All right, Miss Eleanor, my girlfriend, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
Eleanor.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
My senior vice president of promotion and marketing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And
my new girlfriend. So I'm threatening to make Eleanor a co-host of, you know, one of my shows at least.
Wow! Imagine that.
I always love seeing your phone number pop up, Eleanor. I'm like, yes, she's here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just I pushed the button to come in real quick before anybody else got in to just let you know that I was here. Because I'm going to leave pretty soon. And as soon as I did that, I heard you say, okay, oh, Mr. Stephen Brown. I'm like, oh, how did he beat me to the buzzer? And I've been out there, and I just had the mind to push the button, and all of a sudden he pops up, and then the other door. I said, okay, I'm going to wait here patiently. I enjoyed the music, though.
I'm sorry to keep you on hold for so long then.
Oh, no. It's all right. I can leave. I just wanted you to know that I was here to support.
No, I always love it. It just, you know, it makes my heart just smile when I see your number pop up. See, I'm getting good at memorizing at least area codes.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh,
I see.
I know who that is.
Uh-huh. So, Stephen, how's it going with you?
Oh, I'm running on fumes, baby girl.
Better get some rest.
I'm on that fifth day of five straight 12s.
Wow. And I'm telling you, and I got to leave before the end of July. And so, you know, that's one of those where I don't know when I'm going to get that.
Headed back up north again?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stay out of trouble this time.
I don't get in trouble.
Every time you go up there.
I don't get in trouble.
So, Eleanor, could you kind of come northwest then? I'm in the northwest.
You're in the northwest. Well, not right now. Not right now.
No, okay. Okay.
Not right now, but, you know, in the future.
Okay.
In the future, I'm sure I'll be in your area. But anyway, but I will be able to get to a computer and, you know, send messages and do what I'm supposed to do.
All right.
All right, because we're going to be, we can't, you know, we can't go through, you know, Eleanor withdraws. You know, we ain't like totally young whippersnappers.
Oh, Lord.
I'm, you know, so, you know.
Well, it's good I didn't know you last year, because every time I left home and thought I was going to be back at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
I think I really didn't get back home till the fall of the year.
Oh.
Something like that. But it's not going to be that way this time, though. I promise.
Okay. Okay, I guess you know we'll find out at a later time what your story is with the coming and going.
Yeah.
Sounds like a secret mission or something.
Girl,
I got
never,
you.
She never stays home.
Oh, yes I do. I've been home alone time, this time.
Yeah, about what, 3-4 weeks? That is, yeah, that's a long time for you.
But it's better than last year.
Yeah, you're right. Just at least we ain't got to worry about you getting caught in those snowstorms this time of year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got caught in one. Oh, Lord, I had forgotten about that. All right, so I'm gonna get out of here.
All right.
A couple things I have to do, but it's a nice show. I really enjoy the music. And,
all right. Well, thank you so much
by.
For calling in.
Okay. I'm going to stop by your page and listen to the rest of it when I get through, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Eleanor.
Take care,
okay,
girl.
Guys.
Be
okay,
safe.
Okay. You too. All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let me bring.
That was nice.
That's Stephen's cheerleader. That's like,
oh,
Stephen's
that was
just
nice.
Like. And she's become my new girlfriend. I think Eleanor calls in every show now.
Pretty
to listen.
Much, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Pete, your line is open again.
Oh, thanks. I was actually calling back because I got a chance to listen to the music, and when I called back, I heard the London group and I heard everything after that. That stuff was hot. I really dug it. It was hot, dude. I really dug it. I liked it. I liked everything. I liked what you was putting out. I really dug it.
All right.
For real. Was that good before? You said somebody was 8 years old who was a part of that?
Yeah, the song that I just played, Rain, is John DeGreen Sr. is on the line right now. They're out of Michigan, and his son, John DeGreen Jr., LJ, is 8 years old, and he and his dad did that piece.
That is cool. That's super cool. Man. I was listening to that. Yeah, it was cool. I really dug it. For real.
I'll relay the message. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was listening to it. It was like the melody and everything, man. It was hot. It was hot, man. It really caught me, you know.
So I don't know if you guys heard Pete at the beginning of the show, but he's a glass blower.
Originally
out of the Chicago area. He was, you know, he's traveling the States right now. You know, just hustling to get his art out there. And I was talking about how much I admire him for doing that, you know. So anyway, he left here in Seattle, and he is now in Chicago, and he is working his way to New York to, you know, connect with some artists out there and, you know, get involved with, you know, showing his art. And what he loves to do is actually incorporate music and dance and all of that with showing his glass work.
I'm just thinking about a track called Blow.
What's that?
Stay tuned. I just got inspired.
He just got inspired. He's going to create a
Blow.
Track
called inspired,
Blow.
Huh? You got inspired, Ross.
Right?
That's what's up.
I just got inspired. You're a glass blower, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I blow glass. I sculpt it, and I'm actually painting on glass as well.
Really?
Yeah, man, it's fun stuff. You know, just learning with the material, and just as I learn, I just love showing the work and love showing the work in a fun way. You know, that's what's up. You know, so
that's amazing.
So just to let you know, Pete, you're on the line with John DeGreen Sr., who's out of Michigan, and Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas.
How y'all doing?
All right, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know Flavor from Seattle, you know, like we always chop it up. But I just have to call her. It's like she's like the person that's hard to reach on the telephone.
Hard to reach on the telephone, but when I don't know if you guys saw my post about the ramen, it was Pete that, you know, inspired my ramen post, wanting ramen recipes, because he had said to me the other day that, you know, he's going to be out there. This is his dream, is to get out there, you know, and travel and show his art, even if he has to eat ramen for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, it's a meal, you know what I'm saying? I put some rice.
It's very nutritious.
It's right?
Yeah.
You know?
You You could put some chicken with it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could doctor it up and all kind of stuff with it.
Oh, dude, you say doctor it up?
Yeah, doctor it up. Hey, you could put some little chopped ham up in there, some onions,
right?
Oh man, a little bit of soy sauce.
Ooh, you got something supreme in that pot when you do it too, dude. He's like, say what? You said, can I just simmer it? Can I put some sausage meat in there real quick? I feel like
yes,
especially if you can afford that summer sausage. Get the summer sausage and cut it up, put it in there. But that's going a bit too far, because for the price of one summer sausage, you can buy a case of the ramen. So, you know, you got to think about that one for a minute. But, I've spent many a night enjoying that as my meal. and not to be that, but a pack of ramen noodles and a can of fish steaks or sardines, and we're good. That's gourmet stuff.
My pops always he'd be smashing the sardines, and he got me on. I'm like, you know what? You know, it's like you get a nice can of sardines. You know what I'm saying? You sit back, watch some TV. Like, shoot, that's what's up.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? I'll set it up. Like, if it was in the refrigerator, like, what? I don't know, but I got some sardines right here, and I got some tuna right there, and I got a pack of ramen right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's a meal.
That's good eating.
There you go.
That's fine.
That's the musician sea rash. Sardines and ramen noodles and some Kool-Aid. That's a musician.
Kool-Aid? No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, I just drank two big 32-ounce cups of cherry Kool-Aid. My wife makes the baddest Kool-Aid in Michigan. I'm probably the only guy on my block drinking Kool-Aid. Everybody else is drinking, you know, Sunny Delight or Coca-Cola, Pepsi. We drink that stuff too, but we always have Kool-Aid. I'm keeping it real.
You know,
Kool-Aid and flavor ice free pop.
You know, at my house, John, we drink Kool-Aid out of jars. And when April Sims was here from Washington, D.C., and she stayed at my house, you know, and I don't know what we were talking about, and I said, you want some Kool-Aid? I got some red Kool-Aid or something. And I served it to her in a jar. She just, like, laughed and gulped it down, but it was like, you know, yeah.
That's when you don't have a
cup. Yeah, the Miracle Whip jars.
Yeah.
Everybody need to have at least 4 Miracle Whip jars. If you got Miracle Whip, people, clean out the jar, let the hot water sit in there for a good 20 minutes, sterilize it, and put that jar up. You ain't had Kool-Aid till you handed out the Miracle Whip jar. The jar, not that plastic, the jar.
Yeah, it gotta
no,
be glass.
Not the
glass
jar.
Glass. Be glass jar.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Pete? Maybe you should paint a Miracle Whip jar for Kool-Aid.
I'm actually gonna start when I get back to Seattle. I'm gonna do like a series of cups and like paint on some cups. Do some glass paintings on cups. Like blow out some cups and paint on them.
Oh, okay.
That'd be fun.
I think you need to somehow make something leopard print.
Leopard print? Shoot, I don't know about that, Joe. Make some leopard
print. You'd be the first one.
I bet. Make some leopard print cups.
Wow. He just kind of burst in my bubble. I'm trying to get somebody to do something leopard print.
Ain't
nobody
leopard print,
ain't you? So
yeah, leopard stuff ain't really. Yeah. I know you can buy something at the store that is leopard print.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, it is.
Something
about it's leopard print.
Like, me,
Pete probably didn't even see it, but I think the first time I met him, I was wearing a leopard coat, but I probably took it off, so he might have not seen it.
I probably missed it because I saw you. Well, you took off your jacket when you came to the door, I think.
So,
but it was
anyway,
like, you're all about the leopard.
I'm all about the leopard, Pete.
I can make it.
You gotta figure out how to get something.
I can make a chicken leopard.
Gold glass and. Put some black spots on it or something.
Well, you could do that.
I'm going to put it in all this leopard print. As soon as things get right, which I'm predicting not too long from now, I'm going to go. I'm going to mess around and go to the Serengeti or hit one of the African. I'm going to get you a leopard. You work it out.
A little leopard cub and just ship it to her.
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll get one of them big armory leopards that just got it all going on. I'm going to deliver it to your door. Had a guy with the tasers and the sleeping dog standing there. Pardon me, ma'am. We have a delivery for you from Africa.
Right?
Yeah, you know, from the Serengeti.
Open at your own risk. It has like crowbar right next to it.
You can open it after we leave. Oh, and they're going to actually give you a complimentary dart gun. They give you a complimentary tranquilizer gun.
In case the leopard gets
neighbors
out of hand.
Dogs start coming up missing and stuff and all
missing,
that.
Missing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going
to get you a leopard.
I'll put it something like that. It's like, people probably talk to someone from Ethiopia. Like, man, my cousin got some leopards in his crib. Like, that's what's up. So just mail me up some of them. Shoot. Put that up. And make it nice and pretty, put it in a leopard box, roll up some leopard box.
It's so funny because when my son went to Africa, to the Congo, to do, you know, medical work over there, he said that the Africans in the Congo had hyenas as pets.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
I was like, wow.
That would be wild, but I could see that.
I could see that.
It would just be crazy, though, yeah.
I'd probably lean toward another kind of animal, probably. But.
Huh. Yeah. There are a lot of
animals. But for security, imagine that. Instead of a pack of dogs, you know how some people get the pack of Dobermans that they use for anything? How about a pack of wild hyenas, right? For your security, for your house.
That'll work.
Come on in,
man.
You're not
but nobody coming for nothing.
Come on in.
Right. You're like, can I pet your dog? Go ahead, try it. You ain't get your hand back.
Right.
So nobody's going to your backyard. Shoot.
Yeah, don't underestimate the laughter. You get the hyenas, they make that sound like laughing. Don't underestimate the laughter. They're not in a good mood.
Man.
They ain't thinking about nothing funny.
No, they ain't.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
They're thinking about how to eat you, where to start, and when to finish. That's all they're thinking about.
Right.
Like, well, he looked good. She looked real good. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to start right there and end right there. All you got to do is come through this gate. Please come through the gate.
Can you imagine a group of hyenas standing with each other saying, hey, what's the Swahili word for tasty? Come on, say tasty. Because he looks quite tasty. So that's too funny to me. I'm going to write that down. I like that. I'll write that one down.
So before I go any further, I want to apologize to Kevin for having you on so for so long, and I saw that you hung up, so please call back if you want to. And while I wait for Kevin to call back, if he does, you know, Pete, stay on the line. I'm going to play a piece for you by Stephen Jerome Ferguson so you can get a sense of his flavor since you got to hear John's. So this is Stephen Jerome Ferguson's piece called Shape Curve.
All right, thanks.
That was Stephen Jerome Ferguson with his piece, Sharp Curves. And, you know, Kevin in the chat room is like, is that Stephen? I guess it is. So anyway.
That was awesome.
Take it, bro.
That was really cool. That was really cool.
So that's off of his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul. He's got another CD, which is called We Are One. And, yeah, that's my buddy right there. You know what, Stephen? I don't know if you were on the show when the rest of us had called in, but he was he had made a statement, and I wrote it down in my journal. He had made a statement because, you know, he said he wished he could have, you know, come to my coffee shop while it was still open, because he's an amazing spoken word artist out here in the Pacific Northwest. And he said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee.
I remember that. Yes, I do.
So I wrote that down. And so, you know, I'm doing my it's been a while since I've done an open mic on my shows, right? So I decided to start back the open mics on Wednesdays, which is called Step to the Mic. And I'm going to make it a topic open mic, where a topic's going to be thrown out the week before, and hopefully people will stay with something around the topic that's thrown out. And so I'm, you know, wanting to do something on a positive note, whether it be, you know, hip-hop or spoken word or storytelling, whatever, you know, comedians, singers, whatever, you know, calls in, you know, something around being positive. So I'm attempting to write a piece on I would have liked to have drank your coffee.
As far as a poetry piece?
Poetry, yeah.
Well, good.
So, you know,
then
so
you
I
could
might
be on this CD.
Oh. Well, I was kind of thinking about practicing it.
I'm deadly serious. I've been asked to put together some spoken word artists because a friend of mine wants to produce a spoken word CD. And John, you guys are more than welcome to submit something for this, bro.
Awesome.
Okay. It's awesome. In fact, I'm doing a piece for Kevin. Doing a piece. Arrestus is going to be on it as well. Another young lady out of Seattle, Leah. I forgot Leah's last name. I just had it on the tip of my tongue, but I just forgot it. But they're going to be doing. I mean, it's going to be a complete spoken word CD, some music, some not music, whatever the artist, whatever flips their biscuits, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to try to put this thing together.
That track you just played, that track that was just played, I'm telling you, Steve, listen, that track come on, I instantly go into actor mode. That's my montage track where I'm handling my business, and that's playing in the background, and I'm flipping CDs and sticking them in the bag.
Yeah, that's definitely a montage track, yeah.
I love that track, man. That's hot.
Yeah, I love that track, too. Yeah, Sharp Curves. Kevin had said he had heard you, Stephen, on the radio the other day, like on 96 point something.
96.9, The Oasis. It's a 24-hour internet radio show. Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is that? Chuck Eaton actually is coordinating with the owner of the radio station. Well, the owner of the radio station contacted Chuck, looking for some independent musicians and, you know, people that were doing something on kind of like a smooth jazz type deal. And Chuck contacted me, gave me the guy's email, we talked, and he asked me to submit some stuff, and, you know, two or three days later, it was up there playing.
That's cool.
Wow.
And now talk about somebody resourceful when it comes to the radio shows. Chuck Eaton is a monster.
That dude
he's
is out there.
He's throwing up radio shows from all over the world.
He is out there. I mean,
is he local?
He's like a pop vocalist out of Brazil.
Yeah, but Chuck knows a little bit. Chuck got his finger in everybody's pie.
But the one thing that I've watched him and noticed about him, he's like throwing up radio stations and getting his music on radio stations all over the world.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's exciting. Well, obviously he got good taste if he has Steven on there. Make it hot.
Yeah, he might have been, you know, having a bad day that day. I don't know.
Whatever.
That's funny.
His ears were happy.
Yeah. You know what? You know, it's all fine and good and everything, but I know I got a long way to go. I got a long way.
Well, we all do. That's the beauty of it.
I know. It's the journey, you know.
The journey. Like you told Youngblood last or the other night.
Yeah.
It's not a destination. It's a journey. Man, I wrote that down, Stephen.
It's a trip is what it is.
It's a
journey.
Trip,
is
right?
A trip. The journey is a trip, dude. You know.
Yeah, it is.
Every time you go through a journey, you gotta just keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know? That's all it is, you know what I'm saying? You know you're going to get to that goal, but, man, sometimes that journey can be a punk sometimes, but you have to keep on pushing, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is, you could have that goal, and halfway to it, all of a sudden the goal might change, so you might be going off in a little bit different direction, you know? So,
you ain't lying.
I know all about the directional changes, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you grow, too, as well, man. It's like
you
learn about all these different things, you know. That's what's so cool about, you know, learn about different talents and new talents. As you grow, you're like, man, I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know that this was possible or that was possible. So as you grow through the journey, you learn all different things as well. So I find it cool, you know. It's real cool. It definitely is the journey because, you know, if we was just to know the end, it wouldn't be fun.
For real. You wouldn't keep us interested because I know I'd get bored with it quick.
I hear that.
You know, if it wasn't changing, you know, constantly, I'd have been saying, you know what, I'm about tired of this. I'm gonna move on to something else.
You know, it's funny. I was having a conversation with Cedric James the other night. You know, he was talking about the fact, you know, here it was that he was on the smooth jazz station, you know, all those years, right? And that he has such an appreciation for the fact that, you know, I really, really support, you know, the underground, excuse me, independent artists, but he was saying there's so much more to jazz, you know, than what, you know, is being shown, you know, respect to, and that, you know, he wants, his desire really is with his show as he builds this and grows what he's doing is to flip the script, you know, and to introduce, you know, music that's not of the norm. You know, of what's deemed like jazz, you know, kind of like what you were talking about, Stephen.
Yeah, I know. So. I've had some people listen to my music and say, you know what, that is the nicest jazz I've ever heard. I've heard some people listen to it and say, you know what, that's not jazz, but I don't know what it is, but it ain't jazz. I've heard some people have told me, say, you know what, that's pretty good for the genre that you're in, but, you know, I'm kind of interested in the traditional jazz, you know, the acoustic quartets and all that, you know, and that's all fine and good, you know, but, you know, there's some people out here, they, you know, I tell everybody the same thing. You know, if Louis Armstrong had access to the technology that we have right now, what do you think he'd be putting up?
Right.
Have you
done anything in the traditional 4/4, Stephen? That maybe I haven't heard or we haven't heard?
I don't even think so. I don't think so. I mean, the more you get to know me, bro, you know I'm a long way from a traditional anything.
Right.
You know, I just can't help myself.
I did
outside
a track.
The box, I ain't even seen the box.
No, I totally respect that.
I did one track. I did one. It's called Substance. I took it very traditional, you know, the traditional horns and the upright bass and the piano prominent in the song. But I did it just more so to show that I could, because so many people's like, man, you're on this world sound. What is this world sound? I'm like, well, this is a world we're living in, right?
But
I was like, okay. And that's why I did that. I did it just to say, okay, we could just do this. If you want to hear what you've always heard, then okay, fine, here you go.
Here it is.
But that's not me. But I just wanted them to see, you know, because so many people think guys like us, we're stuck. Oh, you guys just do your own sound because you can't do that. No, we can. We're beyond that. We've evolved beyond doing what everyone does. We're confident in what we do. But if you must have it, here you go. So now
it is,
happy? Yeah. It sounds like everybody else.
I've had my time playing somebody else's music. You know, I hear that. I played in bands that were just cover bands. All we did was played Earth, Wind & Fire. We played Switch. We played all that kind of stuff. Everybody else's stuff, you know. And, you know, if that's what you want to listen to, go buy the CD.
right. You know, I never did do that, and I'm kind of glad. I mean, some people tell me, oh, man, you should do more cover. You should do cover tunes. That Bill Withers, that Ain't No Sunshine that I covered, that jazz version of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those, oh, you should do more cover. But after doing that one, man, it was good to do that one. I really, really loved the song.
That's a sweet song, yeah.
That's not my flavor, man. You know what I mean? It didn't work. It doesn't work for me to do other. I admire their music. Hell, I've bought it. I've listened to it. Some of the greats I listen to still.
Yeah.
But when it
you
comes to actually
them.
Creating it, yeah,
yeah,
we learn from it.
We learn
but
from
when
it.
I create, I want to spend my energy creating me, John
yeah.
D. Green Sr. You know, that's my thing. So I just wonder how you felt about that.
Yeah, you know, it's the mainstream jazz enthusiasts, you know, God bless them. You know, they
mm-hmm.
can either like my stuff or not like it. You know, it's completely
right.
up to them. I'm not actually doing this to make somebody like it.
Right.
You know, that's not my reason for making music. I'm making music
right.
because this is what I want to do. You can either like it or not, buy it or not. You know, if you don't buy it,
right.
it ain't hurting my feelings. You know,
right.
so.
That's what's up, dude.
Well,
it's like about tradition. It's like the same way with me,
because
mm-hmm. I respect tradition, right? But I also believe that with tradition, it's traditional during that time and during that generation. And I believe in new times, things should be brought out new in new different ways. And that's why I show things in new ways and different ways with my glass. That's why I show it.
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's like you have to. Everything has to progress. You know, every art form
right.
has to progress. That you can't name me a genre of music out there right now that does not have a rich history.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Well, I think that everything has some form of foundation.
Yeah,
you know, that
definitely.
You just kind of base something from, but I think it's up to the creativity of whoever is wanting to step into that arena to make it its own and, you know, their own and to be authentic with it. And
exactly.
I think honestly, in some ways, you know, if you want to be recognized, you got to do something different, you know, to kind of make, because there's so many out there, you know, to be heard and to experience or whatever as far as, well, if we stay with art. So even if you're an author, you're a poet, you know, you're a painter or whatever, you know, I think that you shouldn't copy, you know, and duplicate somebody else's work. You need to create, you know, from your heart and soul, you know, and in that, you know.
Well, you know, they used to have a term
that
people have kind of stopped using for people that always wanted to conform to what everybody thinks they should do in order for them to make money. And I'm not going to use that term, but, you know, I'm not going to do that, and I refuse to do that. It's just not in my nature. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and you know, when I started doing the radio shows and stuff, you know, I had critics, you know, telling me how mm-hmm. I should do it, how I should sound more professional, you know, how I should have my questions written out, you know, how I should have my playlist together. You know, and all of that, and I, you know, and I took it to heart. You know, I really thought about it, and I'm not sure if I really did it. You know, at any real point, you know, but I thought about it and stuff, and then, you know, I think I just kind of fell into this like my niche of just I really dig it when an artist tells me it felt like sitting at the coffee table with me when I have them on as a featured guest. That's probably one of the biggest compliments I've ever received.
That's what
you know, And that's what I do want. I don't want it to be about, you know, asking the traditional questions. You know, I really, my whole goal is to get to know, you know, the artist, not necessarily, you know, digging into, you know, becoming personal, but more so personable, where you have an understanding of where that art comes from, you know, and, you know, then I think for me it takes the art to a different level when you kind of have an understanding of, you know, where that passion and drive comes from and what it is that they create. So I really like that, and I like not being perfect. I will have to say, though, you know, in going over to the other station, it will be more of a polished look and sound and stuff, which, you know, I'm okay with because it serves a purpose over there, you know.
Yeah, but
I really,
you still have, you'll still have your own flavor to add to it.
Right.
You know, you're not giving up Lady Flavor to go to that radio station.
After you bring Lady Flavor to the station, that's what you're doing. You're adding Lady Flavor to it. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you're doing. You're bringing flavor to it. If they didn't want flavor, they wouldn't ask for Lady Flavor, but they wanted it. So you're
exactly
to the table. It's what you bring to the table, and which is what you bring to the show. And that's what you're bringing, you know? And that's what you're doing.
Right. So, but, you know, I mean, I'm really going to strive to continue doing this radio station if I can get the support, you know, of the people who believe in this radio station. And because it's something I don't want to give up doing. You know, as of yesterday, July 1st is the beginning of, you know, affecting my job as far as the budget cuts and all of that. So, starting this month, I'm going to have a significant drop in income from my job. And so, you know, I'm just crossing my fingers and putting it out there, you know, that I believe that the station will keep going. You know, of course, this month is covered. You know, we've got to work towards next month being covered, you know, staying on the air. But so I'll put my little pitch. If anybody believes in what I'm doing and supporting the underground independent artists, and you have the will and desire and capability, you know, consider giving at least $1 a month towards Flava News Radio staying on the air. You know, if you think about it, if 1/4 of the people, you know, that I'm connected with just on Facebook alone, you know, gave $1 towards keeping the station on the air, it could cover the expenses, you know, for the whole year and be able to allow Flava News to do much more to support the underground independent artists. Of course, with my new endeavors with the other station, you know, I will be able to pull, you know, an income from that station, which is exciting. You know, but again, I really, really would love this to turn into the people's station. You know what I mean? That it's not dependent on me to support it, that it's dependent on the people that believe in it to support it. Just like public access TV and public access radio, you know. Even though they do have funders behind them, we know that they've got grants and this and that work on, you know, helping to keep their station on the air. I think it would be a beautiful thing to see the artists that, you know, believe in this and have the capability to support the station staying on the air, to support them.
You said something the other day, and I'm going to reiterate on that right now in my way. You said something that made perfect sense. You said that I would like for the artists to be able to see and understand that this is something that I do and I have a passion for it and I love. But the most important aspect of that was you said this is something that I do for the artists. Now, I want the strong emphasis to be placed on the end of that, which was for the artists, which is me. It's Steven. It's all of us that have been heard or that are being heard or that have had fans reach out from these shows. This is for us. So this is what we're doing for ourselves.
Exactly.
And this is the vessel in which we're doing it. Flava News is that vessel. So let's keep that ship afloat. And you can coin that and anybody can use any of that.
Well, with that said, my friends, I do need to get off the air so that I can prepare to go for my training with Cedric this afternoon. So I really enjoyed, you know, this time with all of you, Pete and John and Stephen. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, Kevin and Epiphany and Eleanor and everybody else who hung out with us today, too. True True, whoever True True is, thank you for being in the chat room. And to those that
thank
were
you.
Listening in the wings, you know, incognito. So, you know what? I just wish me luck that I can figure out this system that I'm going to be learning starting today.
Sweetheart, you,
no
you,
luck needed.
You ain't the first one to learn how
you'll
to use
be
that
right.
system.
You'll be all right.
You'll
you
pick it up.
So I will let you all know how my training's going and when my first show is going to be over at the other station.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, my friends, you guys have a great, great day. Stephen, you know, get some rest after, you know, your shift today. I know you're dead tired.
Girl,
so.
I get out of here. I'm going to go work on some music.
You know?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait to get into my studio. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. And Pete, I'm wishing you safe travels. Let me know when you arrive in New York so I can hopefully help you connect with some of the artists out there. And John D. Green Sr., just keep making me proud. You know, you're just doing so much out there, and it's just amazing, you know, to sit back and just observe.
I will do my very, very best. Thank you. You make me proud. You about to
do your
business.
Do your thing, Flavor. Do
your
thing,
you.
Girl.
Yeah,
all
right.
All right. So tomorrow I am doing the Flavor of Jazz at 6 p.m. Instead of in the morning, because I'm actually going to be going into work at 10 in the morning. And so I won't be able to do the show at the normal time, so it's going to be at 6 p.m. But you know what? Last week we had a good crowd for it when I did it at 7:30. So
yeah.
I'm kind of thinking maybe I need to switch the times to the evening instead of the morning. But anyway, so for
right.
those of you that want to come hang out with me tomorrow, the Flavor Jazz is going to take place 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So take care, my friends. I love you all, and thank you so much for your love and support and belief in me.
All right.
Much
take care,
love, man.
Take care, guys.
All right. All right.
All right,
talk
guys.
To
good talking to you, too.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Live today, to those that hung out with me on the phone, to those that hung out in the chat room, and those that hung out in the wings live, and especially those that come back and check out the archives. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by Chuck Eaton, who we were talking about. This is his title piece to one of his CDs, and it's called Lights, and Chuck Eaton is out of Brazil.
The moon and the stars, the moon and the stars, they are looking at me, they are looking at me. I am crying down here, and they are there watching me. I ask the questions and no one answers me. Just keep on shining. I need help, but no one cares. Just light the night while all my life is so long.